Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. All right, 6:22, I'm going to do my best to handle sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing. Hey, Bud, Bud Distributing stocking your fridges for this holiday season with a lot of great holiday-themed drinks that will brighten up any holiday party. So make sure you get out to your favorite stores, pick them up, and you'd be a lot more festive this holiday season. Maybe leave a tall, cool Budweiser for Santa Claus. All right. So as Hunter usually does this, I'm going to do my best to cover this. NFL action last night. Crazy game. Exciting game between the Chiefs and the Chargers in Los Angeles. The Chiefs edging out the Chargers 34-28 in overtime. Another close one, but they do now currently hold the AFC West title in first place. Travis Kelce scored on a 34-yard pass from Patrick Mahomes in overtime to send the Chiefs past the Chargers. Kelce caught a tying 7-yard touchdown pass with 1:16 left in the fourth quarter, then ended the game with this catch and run in overtime. Justin Herbert gave the Chargers a 28-21 lead with 2:19 remaining on an 8-yard TD pass to Keenan Allen. Mahomes finished 31-47 for a season-high 410 yards with 3 touchdowns and an interception. Kelce had 10 receptions for a career-best 191 yards and 2 touchdowns. Seriously, I think any fan of any team, whether you're a fan of the Lions or the Bears or the Pack, any team, it doesn't matter. Every team wishes they had a Travis Kelce. For a tight end, the guy is insane. 191 yards and 2 touchdowns for a tight end. Oh, how do you stop that? You can't. You can't. And then they got Tyreek Hill on the outside just lighting people on fire. Oh, nuts. Anyway, so congrats to the Chiefs, now first place in the AFC West. NBA action last night. The Pacers beat the Pistons 122-113. And once again, the Bulls game was postponed with the Toronto Raptors because the Bulls are dealing with that crazy COVID outbreak that they're having. NHL last night, the Hurricanes beat the Red Wings 5-3. Tonight, Predators taking on the Blackhawks at 8:30. That's pretty much all for now. There's not a whole lot going on other than some NFL games coming up this weekend. And we'll talk more about that in the next hour, see what big games we have coming up Saturday and Sunday, actually. All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing. Hey, Bud, we'll be back.
Rock.
Well, good morning. 7:25, the Plan B Morning Show. Yeah. Anyway, it is time for us to get back to sports. Let's do it. Sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
That is very aggressive. Sports now and sports. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing. Hey, Bud. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're thirsty, you're not going to be thirsty. What are you talking about? You're stocked up with Bud Distributing. Anyway, let's take a look at, what should we start with? Let me start with some NFL action. Last night, there's a big game between the Chiefs and the Chargers that went into overtime. The Chiefs are closer to another AFC West title after outlasting the Los Angeles Chargers in overtime. Travis Kelce scored on a 34-yard pass from Patrick Mahomes in overtime to send the Chiefs past the Chargers 34-28. Kelce caught a tying 7-yard touchdown pass with 1:16 left in the fourth quarter, then ended the game with his catch and run in overtime. Justin Herbert gave the Chargers a 28-21 lead with 2:19 remaining on an 8-yard touchdown pass to Keenan Allen. Mahomes finished 31-47 for a season-high 410 yards with 3 touchdowns and an interception. Kelce had 10 receptions for a career-best 191 yards and 2 touchdowns. So that's what, the 7th win in a row for the Chiefs. Everyone was, even me, I was dogging them in the beginning of this year after they got spanked by the Bucks, pretty much embarrassed by the Bucks in the Super Bowl. They came into this season looking just disheveled, just beaten down, but they found their footing and now they're the Chiefs, the dangerous Chiefs team that we all are familiar with. So they still got a chance, still got a good run at it. Could we see them in the Super Bowl again? There's a very good possibility. There always is. When you got Andy Reid, Mahomes, Kelce, their defense, Tyreek. I mean, it's nuts, man. They are so stacked. They are so stacked. But anyway, Chiefs now number one in the AFC West as well. Some other action around the sports world. Saturday, the Vegas Raiders taking on the Cleveland Browns at 4:30. See how the Browns do with like half of their team gone. And the Patriots taking on the Colts at 8:20. Sunday action, Cardinals taking on the Lions, 1 p.m. You can also hear that right here on Rock 107 WIRX. Panthers taking on the Bills, Cowboys at the Giants, Texans and Jags at 1, Jets, Dolphins, 1 o'clock. What other big games? Packers taking on the Ravens, 4:25. Seahawks and Rams, 4:25. Another good game there. Saints taking on the Bucks at 8:20 as well. And then Monday, we got the Vikings and Bears. Going head-to-head on that. NBA action last night. The Pacers beat the Pistons 122-113. Bulls had to postpone another game because of their COVID outbreak within the team against the Raptors. We'll see what happens with that. Hockey action last night. The Hurricanes beat the Red Wings 5-3. Tonight, Predators taking on the Blackhawks in Chicago at 8:30. That's pretty much it, man. There's nothing too crazy going on otherwise in the sports world. The only other thing I had was a story about a robot that learned how to play ping pong, which, I mean, I don't know. That's not that cool. I mean, I guess it's kind of cool. I say it's not that cool. That's the kind of world we live in when a robot learns how to play ping pong. I'm like, eh, whatever. Not a big deal. All right. Well, that's going to do it for your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing. We'll be back.